This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I have about 5 minutes to be on here, but I have a lot to say in a matter of 5 minutes. So I'm not sure how many people are going to catch the live or how many of you guys are going to be catching the replay. But this is an extension of what I went live about on my personal page, my Raven Hoquette page yesterday. I was talking about going up on my prices. I shared a little bit about what led me to go up on my prices. I also later in the day started talking more about it in my stories. And a lot of people reached out to me with like just some of the same feedback as far as like how they have been experiencing, you know, some of the same things that I have been experiencing. And they're very grateful for me like speaking out about it and that type of thing. So let me just say I was like nowhere near done yesterday when I talked about this. Also, because I only have a couple minutes here, I'm probably gonna have to do like a part three to this live. But yeah, it definitely needs to be said, especially for people who are in the Christian entrepreneurship space. Good morning, sis. Because I feel like there's this like mysterious like, or I guess quote unquote, like what people have deemed as an unwritten rule that because you're a Christian entrepreneur, you have to bend your policies for people. Because you're a Christian entrepreneur, you have to be accessible to everybody. You have to be affordable for everybody. And it's just not true. You know, let me first and foremost let you guys know that I'm saying this, I'm sharing this from an experience of over 12 years in business. I'm sharing this from an experience of coaching over 2,000 people to starting businesses and becoming self-employed. So this is like what I'm saying is not just things that I've seen in my own business, but I'm also sharing with you guys a lot of what I've seen in other people's businesses as well. So, you know, the going up on prices thing, and I know it was people like it was kind of like a talking type thing when I shared my post on my page this morning. And I said, you know, it needs to be National Go Up on Your Prices Day. And you don't even necessarily have to add more value because realistically, most people are already charging a lot lower than they should be charging. So why are you going up on value and you already are selling a $500 service? Or you're already selling a $2,000 service for $500. No, you know, I'm constantly studying the Bible. Like I love studying the Bible and backing up like business strategies or seeking, you know, business strategies from the Word of God. And I was in the book of Hebrews yesterday and it talks about how you don't want to go away from your confidence. You want to remain confident because there's a huge reward that comes along with your confidence. And I truly believe that when you charge your worth in business, when you charge your worth and you add tax, I believe that it speaks to your confidence. I believe that it speaks to your confidence in your business and the service you provide, the product that you provide. But I also believe that it speaks to your confidence in God because you're basically saying, God, I'm confident that when I raise these prices, you're going to remove the people that I should not be working with. And you're going to bring the people who are my ideal clients that are going to pay my rate. And they're not going to have a problem with paying my rate. I talked in my live yesterday about how before, like I had my son, that wasn't something that I had struggled with in a long time. Of course, I struggled with it when I was like a new entrepreneur, which most people do, because, you know, when you're a new entrepreneur, you don't really have a lot of like testimonials. You don't really have a lot of product reviews. So it can feel like a little bit nerve-wracking to basically say, I'm going to, you know, charge this price that some people may deem as quote unquote expensive, right? So I did struggle with it in the very beginning, but once I got over it, that was it. You know, I got over it. And that was also something that I was sought after for. Like people would literally call me when they wanted to go up on their prices, but they didn't know how to do it. They didn't have the confidence to do it. This is also something that I was able to assist a ton of people with, right? So it's crazy how when I had my son, and you know, naturally as mothers, like we're just nurturing, you know, I don't care if you have a toddler or you have a teenager. I just feel like being like natural nurturers is really who we are as mothers. So being a natural nurturer as a mother, you want to make things work for people. It's like, oh, well, you know, let me be flexible with this, or, oh, you know, let me be flexible with that. Let me, you know, bend this. But there is a line between being flexible and trying to make something accessible to people and allowing people to take advantage of you. And when you're out here and you're selling a $2,000 service and you're selling it for $500, you're allowing people to take advantage of you. When you're out here and you're selling tickets to an event for $99 when it really should be $999, you are allowing people to take advantage of you. So we have to get into a space of confidence without prices. Another really big thing is that the rate that you charge really does teach people how to treat you. And people don't want to admit that this is true, but I see a ton of entrepreneurs on Instagram constantly complaining about their clients, complaining about people being late, complaining about people not referring you, complaining about this, complaining about that. I have only had issues with clients when I wasn't charging my worth. When I'm charging my worth and I'm adding tax, I never have any issues with clients because I'm attracting quality clients. I'm attracting good clients. I'm attracting clients who they're the same type of clients, you know, that I am. Like, my service providers know, my hair person, my nail person, whoever, I will sit in your chair and tell you that you need to go up on your prices. I'm not that client that'll say, dang, you going up again? You doing this? Because I understand business. I understand cost of goods sold. I understand the cost that it costs you to execute this service. I get that. So I'm never going to be that type of client. And you got to be in a place where you set your rates to attract the people that you want to work with. You attract the people that's going to keep coming back. You attract the people that's going to tell other people about your services. You attract the people that's not going to mind paying for your services. Also, another really important thing is you need to set qualifications for your clients. And I don't care what your service is, what your product is, set qualifications for your clients. Even if, let's say you do hair, and for the hair that you do, you want to charge, you know, $250 every 2 weeks for that service, you know, I don't know, like whatever it is. What are the qualifications to be your client? What do most people who can afford to be your client, demographic wise, what does that person look like? How old are they? What is their income level? What are the things that they're interested in? You need to know these things because that's how you understand what you need to do marketing wise to attract this type of client. Hey, you guys, it's Raven here. If you are an entrepreneur and you want to have God, I'm talking about fully engulfed in your business, you absolutely need the Supernaturally Paid course. This course is going to let you in on strategies that God gave me to get my income passively to a point that I never thought that it could go. We're talking about all of the ins and outs of marketing. We're talking about sales. We're talking about building generational wealth. We're talking about how to get into a place where you know how to have money talks with God. We are completely going in to how you can become supernaturally paid in your business. So make sure that you do not miss out on the opportunity to sign up for this course. We have a special discount code for listeners of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. So make sure you look in the notes section and grab that discount code. With Supernaturally Paid, this was something that was born in 2019 when God told me to shut down my coaching business. When God told me to shut down my coaching business, it really put me in a place where everything that I was telling people behind the scenes, trust God more than you trust your bank account, do this and do that and don't be anxious about money. Like everything that I had been teaching people for the last few years had got put to the test in 2019 because now I was having to trust God more than my bank account because my bank account wasn't looking like it did in 2018. Now I was having to trust that God would provide completely because I didn't have clients with retainer packages anymore. So I wasn't able to be in the month of May and look at my schedule and say, okay, this is going to be my approximate receivables for the month of December. So I had to really believe God that the same God that provided for me today was going to be the God that would provide for me next week, was going to be the God that would provide for me next month, next year. I had to really, really, really believe that. And I had to check myself. Like I had a hole in the last week like come to Jesus moment with the Supernaturally Paid conference, which is why we didn't like sell the tickets on Monday or open up the registration on Monday the way that I initially planned to. We pushed it back until tomorrow, but I had that come to Jesus moment because I realized that I was being too nurturing to people. You know, this conference is about helping people break free from the spirit of poverty. This conference is about helping people break free from the spirit of financial imposter syndrome. This conference is about helping people overcome their money anxiety, their money stress. And it starts with investing in yourself for this event. I'm not selling these tickets for no $299. No, I gave so many people chances to get these tickets last week for that price and y'all slept. And either you're going to wake up, you know, today or the next time you wake up, the tickets is going to be $499 because I know for a fact that what I'm doing at this event has never been done before. You're not getting this at no other event. I know for a fact that how I'm running this event with what I'm giving you in advance, you're getting bonuses. You're getting something, a physical kit, an 8-piece product mailed to your house before the event. What other faith-based entrepreneurs is doing that for y'all? They're selling tickets to their event and just saying, come on by and I'll meet you there. They're selling tickets to their event and telling you to have a nice day. They're selling tickets to their event and ain't nobody in the room getting delivered. They're selling tickets to their event and don't even know what's going on in the audience. I know this is happening because I've been to a lot of these events. I know that this is happening because I know a lot of these people and have connected with them. And that does not mean that their events aren't good, but I know for a fact that their events are not going that deep. So I wanted to share this live or get on this live, like I said, to encourage you guys. This is National Go Up On Your Prices Day. So what I want you to do is I want you to look over your prices. I want you to evaluate your prices. I want you to evaluate the value that you're offering your customers. I want you to evaluate your terms, evaluate all of your policies and see where you need to make changes. We're not waiting for a new year to start charging that worth. We're not waiting for a new week. We're not waiting for another Monday. Get on top of it today. This ain't even about it being the first of the month. I'm just realizing that it's the first of the month, okay? Like, you don't need a new month. You don't need a new week. You don't need a new year to start making changes. Like, I challenge y'all to look over your prices, whether you have a product-based business, service-based business, and get to work on charging your worth because people love coming to me, being in my DMs. I'm not making enough. You know, I have a cash flow problem. I have this. No, you have a you problem. That's what it is. You don't have a cash flow problem. You don't have a client problem. You don't have a retention problem. You have a you problem. And the problem is you because you won't charge your worth. The problem is you because you've allowed that one person who it ain't even that they can't afford you, but they would rather pay for concert tickets or pay for whatever else. They would rather spend $700 a month on food delivery apps than invest in their finances, invest in their business, invest in your services, whatever the case may be, invest in your product. You allowed that quote unquote rejection, because it wasn't rejection, it was protection. You allowed that to take away your confidence and make you feel like your rate is not worth $1,000 and you need to be charging $100. So no more. Go up on your prices, because that's exactly what I'm about to do. God has given me permission to go back into one-on-one coaching. I'm only offering it through VIP days. It is not going to be cheap to get in the room with me because I know what I bring to the room. I know what I bring to the table. I know what you're going to leave the room with when you walk out of the room with me and all of my experience and everything that God has anointed me to do. And I need y'all to understand too, like, don't let people confuse your confidence for arrogance. Because this is what I feel that a lot of people are going to try to say, like, oh, you think you this and you think you that. No, I know my worth. No, I know what God has anointed me to be. I know what God has called me to be. I know that there's an anointing that's attached to my services that's going to change things in your family for generations to come. I know that there's an anointing attached to my services that's going to change your revenue that is never going to be the same again. I know that there's an anointing attached to my services that's going to change your mindset, and you're going to be able to pass these mindset principles down to your children and their children and their children and their children. That's what I know. Don't let people mistake your confidence for arrogance just because they don't have any confidence. The scripture says in the book of Hebrews, I believe it's Hebrews 10 and 35. It tells us, don't run away from your confidence. There's a reward in the confidence. And I'm here to tell y'all that one of the rewards with the confidence is a big payday. So meet me at the Supernaturally Paid Conference. It is going down in my hometown, Baltimore, Maryland, December 7th through the 8th of this year. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to get in the room with you guys. I cannot wait to help you finally break free from the spirit of poverty, financial imposter syndrome, money, and stress anxiety. There's already a lot of people that purchased their tickets last week. So I'm really excited to see y'all, to meet y'all in person. Everybody else, today is the very last day to get tickets at the $349 investment. Tomorrow, the tickets are going up to $499. I will still offer the installment plans, but I'm never going to offer it like at a discount. I'm never going to go down on the price. So I'm excited and I cannot wait to meet y'all and see y'all in Baltimore. Thanks for joining my live. Share this with somebody who needs to go up on their prices. I am so grateful that y'all have listened to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Now, y'all know I love when y'all leave me a 5-star review and also share some of your feedback from the podcast episode. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and make sure that you share the Supernaturally Paid podcast with a friend.